Restoring My Soul, Monday the 31st of March. New wine in new wineskins. The Lord is presently restoring to us an understanding of the gospel of God. In particular, the Spirit is emphasizing the exceedingly great and precious promises contained in the Scriptures. These promises declare our predestination to be born of God's divine nature and to be brought to glory as sons of God and sons of men in the image and likeness of God. In order for us to receive, live, and proclaim this message, it is necessary to identify and then forget our former gospels. This is because they unavoidably impact upon our reception of the preceding word, hindering our capacity to walk in its light. Unless we forget what is behind and walk in the light of present truth, we will be lost. Warning of this implication of endeavouring to integrate the present truth word into the framework of our former understandings, Jesus said, "No one puts a piece from a new garment on an old one, otherwise the new makes a tear, and also the piece that was taken out of the new does not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine will burst the wineskins and be spilled, and the wineskins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into new wineskins, and both are preserved." In this season, the word is being proclaimed with increasing magnitude, clarity, and effect upon its hearers. Those who are receiving its illumination as they keep in step with what the Spirit is saying today are growing in their knowledge of God and of their own sanctification. Their obedient response to the word, which comes as the former and latter rain upon the ground of their hearts, reveals that they are building on Christ. The prophet Hosea declared, "Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord." We must follow on to know the Lord by keeping in step with the present truth word, for to know him is eternal life. The references used in today's devotions are Philippians chapter 3 verses 13 and 14, Luke chapter 5 verses 36 to 38, Hebrews chapter 3 verses 7 to 15, Hosea chapter 6 verse 3, John chapter 17 verse 3, and 1 John chapter 5 verse 20. For further study, Philippians chapter 3.